It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. West Virginia author Misha Marin's debut novel, Sugar Run, follows the story of a woman after she was unexpectedly released from a lifetime sentence in prison.
And she wants to head back to where she grew up in West Virginia, in southern West Virginia. But before she does that, she wants to go and make good on a promise that she made before she went into prison.
We'll hear more about that story on this West Virginia morning. Officials in West Virginia have announced a number of employees have been suspended related to an offensive photo depicting state corrections trainees giving a well-recognized Nazi hand signal. Dave Mistich reports.
The photo shows 31 members of the Division of Corrections and Rehabilitation Basic Training Class number 18. They're seated in rows, and nearly all of them appear to be giving the Nazi salute. All of their faces are blurred. According to a caption, the class was conducted October 21st through November 27th. The photo, which was circulated within the division, is also captioned Hail Bird. A Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety spokesman said the caption refers to an individual involved with the training program. In a statement, Governor Jim Justice says he condemns the photo. He also says he has directed state officials to investigate the incident and fire all of those involved. DMAP Secretary Jeff Sandy released a letter stating that suspensions related to the photo have taken place. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich.
West Virginia author Misha Marin's debut novel, Sugar Run, is set in a fictional version of Greenbrier County and was described in the New York Times Book Review as Southern Noir. Marin splits her time between North Carolina and West Virginia. She spoke to Eric Douglas via Skype to discuss the book.
I'm Misha Marin, author of Sugar Run.
Thanks for coming on today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me who Misha Marin is.
I grew up in Greenbrier County in Alderson. I was born on Muddy Creek Mountain, about 5 miles outside of Alderson, and lived there until I was 18. Then spent some time away and then moved back with my partner in 2015. And have been mostly living there on Muddy Creek Mountain and working on writing books.
So tell me about Sugar Run. Tell me, give our listeners a kind of a rough description of what the story's about.
Yeah, so Sugar Run tells the story of a woman named Jody McCarty. And when we meet her in the very beginning of the book, it's her first day of getting out of prison. So she's been in prison for 18 years and she gets released kind of unexpectedly. She had a life sentence, but it got turned over and she's released on parole, and she gets out and she wants to head back to where she grew up in West Virginia, in southern West Virginia. But before she does that, she wants to go and make good on a promise that she made before she went into prison. Her dream is to have a family and live there, but things don't go exactly as planned.
And you've had some fantastic reviews for the book, both in
The
hardcover version and now, you know, the newly released or more recently released softcover version. You've had reviews that every author I know would be envious to receive.
I have been extremely pleasantly surprised, to be perfectly honest. I mean, you never know how it's going to go. And I feel very honored.
Is there any one of those reviews that's a favorite?
Well, I mean, it really broke my brain that Charles Frazier wrote a review for the New York Times, to be totally honest with you. I mean, when I found out about that it was coming out, and then it was, you know, in the print version of the New York Times on a Sunday, and I went, and anyways, when I got it in my hands, I just started crying, and the girl at the checkout counter, she goes, is everything okay? And I was like, that's my book.
That's a great story, actually. One description I read of your book had referred to it as Southern Noir. Is that how you think of it, or how would you describe the book?
Yeah, you know, I like that description, but you know what's funny is when in January when the reviews first started coming out, I can't remember which one, but there was more than one that mentioned that idea of noir. And honestly, when I saw that, I had to go and look up noir. I mean, I'd heard of noir before, and I thought about like noir movies, and I'd heard of noir books, but I realized all of a sudden that I didn't actually totally know what that meant. It talked about having like a main protagonist who's sort of like a little bit of an anti-hero, but they're you know, trying to make their way through a world that's throwing up all kinds of problems. When I looked at that definition, I thought, you know, that makes a lot of sense. There are a lot of those aspects in my book. It's weird to say I didn't do it on purpose, but I guess I didn't think about that genre of books when I was writing it.
So you were just writing it. You were writing the story you wanted to write and to read, and it just kind of came out that way.
Yeah, I mean, I always just thought of it as Jodi's story. Like, it came from the character. Like, I don't know exactly where she came from. I don't have any particular person I modeled her after, but once I kind of conceived of her as a character, it was her book. And everything that happened kind of felt like it flowed naturally out from her as a person. And so I didn't think of it in any kind of larger sense of like, what kind of book is this?
Will there be another Jodi story?
No, you know, I feel like at least this far in my writing, when I'm done with a book, it's done. You know, I mean, I think I have ideas in my head of where I think or maybe hope Jodi's at now. But I got really excited about writing another, you know, it's a, I guess also certain ways kind of a noir book, my new novel, but it's got a totally different set of characters, and it takes place partially in West Virginia and partially in Texas on the border there, with Northern Mexico and Texas, and has some of the same ideas about like home and identity, but follows a whole new set of people. I think it, you know, I spent like almost 10 years with Jodi, and I love her, but I was like really ready to write some new characters.
That was author Misha Marin speaking with Eric Douglas about her book Sugar Run. Marin's next book, Perpetual West, is due out in 2021. This interview is part of a series of occasional interviews with Eric Douglas, our in-house author, and writers from or writing about Appalachia. You can find more of these interviews on our website at wvpublic.org. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:51. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by the State Treasurer's Office with a Smart 529 College Savings Gift Card. Smart529.com/gift. And by the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra presenting the Nutcracker with the Charleston Ballet December 13th and 14th at the Clay Center in Charleston. WVSymphony.org. Cloudy skies today with a chance of rain, highs in the 40s and low 50s. Chance of rain or snow tonight with lows in the 30s. Sunshine over the weekend with highs in the 40s. Ohio-based duo Cave Twins, featuring David Mayfield on mandolin and Abby Rose on guitar, sing beautiful harmony with a heartfelt dose of encouragement. Here they are with our Mountain Stage Song of the Week. Keep on singing.
And you've had enough, and it brings brings you to your knees.
Open up a window and let the blues fly out on the wings of a melody. Keep on singing. It don't matter if you're singing a lonely song. Keep on singing. If you keep on singing, somebody might sing along. Life's a dream, peaches and cream, and everything goes your way. You just assume that dreams come true. It's another perfect day.
Then night creeps in. Oh, and things get grim, and it's darker than it's ever gonna be.
Open up a window and let the blues fly out on the wings of a melody. You're singing a lonely song. Do-do-do-do. Keep on singing. If you keep on singing, somebody might keep on singing. It don't matter if you're singing a lonely song. Keep on singing. If you keep on singing, somebody might keep on singing. It don't matter if you're singing a lonely song. Keep on singing. If you keep on singing, somebody might sing along.
That was the Cave Twins performing Keep On Singing live on Mountain Stage. To hear their full set and more, tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8 right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our Appalachia Health News Project is made possible with support from CAMC and Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Carol Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, Eric Douglas, Corey Nollinger, Emily Allen, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.